Okay, Sherry and Sean Gotzel are here. Here's how it went. Sean grew up, watched a lot of scary movies, made a lot of scary masks, then watched more scary movies. Creature Feature back in the day, if you remember that. Yep. What was the other show?
Pie Wacket.
And then some of the cheesy, gory ones you love, too.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I found out that rope is intestines, used for intestines, and in some of the scares, which is awesome. And then some red syrup, and then there you go.
Sure.
Ages Community is the nonprofit that benefits. The goal of Ages Community is to educate and assist volunteers by teaching them real-life skills through their haunted houses and other events, and that's what the Gotzels do. How many in Walk of the Dead, behind the Lakeside Splash Zone, by the way, it starts on October 4th. How many, somebody comes out for a night, how many people are scaring you in that 30, 40 minute time you spend in there? How many people are inside the booth?
It depends on the night, really, because, I mean, we do compete with other, like, school events, so some kids can't come out because they are on the football team.
But on average,
about 15 to 20 people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they each have a responsibility, and they... They each have a certain job.
I have actually, and that's what I was going to say. I also have behind the scene things. If they don't want to be in costume, they don't want to be seen. That's some special effects things to get done as well.
Sure.
So I have those as well. But
sound and video too, right?
There's special lighting effects and stuff that we have that sometimes need to be set off. So, yeah.
But if that is, if the last 35 minutes has interested you, where, yeah, I like doing that. I love scaring my sister. I love being in the closet when my wife gets home and scaring her. I do that one a lot.
Yeah.
then today, between 1 and 4, and meet at Lakeside Splash Zone, Sean?
Yep.
Yeah. And say, I just want to volunteer. And so what's today going to be about? What are you going to talk about? Walk of the Dead.
So when they come out, yeah, I explain what we're about a little bit and what the haunt's about. And if they're interested and they want to be a part of it, then I usually take them on a tour. And tell them what characters we have available, what spots we have available, and let them start thinking. We have costuming, but also people want to bring in their own characters and things. And I found that sometimes I had a couple that did that last year, and I can still blend them in. I can still work them in. If you got something different that's really scary and you want to do, you know, bring that out too. I welcome that, and I'll add it in somewhere.
Sean will be a part of Walk of the Dead. You'll never find him, he says. You'll meet Sherry at the beginning. She does not go inside the haunt. She loves scary, creepy things too, but not like her husband, in a different way, right, Sherry?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you get out of this every year? This and then Christmas and the Ages Community and how you guys mentor and give back.
I love being social and talking with people and seeing people. But also to help people, because I understand that we charge money and all that stuff, but it's a fun event that people can go to locally and not have to go to the cities. And it keeps it in Galesburg, and it provides not only a chance for our volunteers to do something fun in town, but for people to come and do something in town and not have to feel that they have to travel 45 minutes to enjoy something that places like the cities in Peoria have. We're providing that locally, and I think that's really important. In a day when gas is expensive and parents are busy, I think it's nice to have that option in Galesburg for people that maybe don't get to have, you know, having a haunted house is a big city kind of thing to a point. And for us to be able to bring that to Galesburg is a good thing for everybody. It gets them out of the house and it's something different.
Yeah. Well, and you guys care too. Now, right. If you didn't make a dime, sure, that would hurt Ages. But you still get to mentor. And if this thing went off without a hitch and it was awesome and a great Halloween season and didn't make any money, I know you guys would still be happy, because I see the passion Sean gets from talking about it, about helping someone build a mask or be a scare. And that's so great. Coming up today, 1 to 4, Lakeside. And how old do I have to be to come out?
Our scares are from 5 to 60.
If you're 5, though, ask mom and dad to bring
you. Yeah. That's the thing. That is the one thing that we do ask, is for any of the kids that are 10 and under, that they have a parent with them, absolutely.
And last but not least, we'll say this again. Lakeside Splashdown 7 to 11 every Friday and Saturday in October. It's Walk of the Dead with the Gotzel family and all the crew. The two of them could not do it by themselves.
No,
so many help out. But let's give it up for your artists who make these T-shirts.
Yes. Dale Griffiths has been wonderful in doing our artwork. He's done our artwork since we were at the drive-in. Yep. So that's been 5 years.
Nightmare at the Movies.
Even before Nightmare at the Movies.
Yeah.
Yes, we did one brief year outside at the drive-in, and he did a really awesome. But yes, he's been our artist ever since.
What T-shirts are you wearing, last year's or this year's?
This is last year's.
Yes.
This is last year's shirt. So he did a great job. We tell him what our vision is, and he kind of brings it out and adds his own flavor to it, and he's an incredibly talented artist. We're just blessed to have him.
Dale Griffiths is amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, good guy too.
Yes.
Yeah. And his artwork is awesome, so make sure. And you guys sell the T-shirts out there for...
Yep.
Yeah, you show me this year's design, which is pretty stellar.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotzel family, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Walk of the Dead coming up on October 4th, and agescommunity.org. agescommunity.org is how you can log in, /haunt/haunt, and you can check out everything that's going on, or just go to Ages. Can I go Walk of the Dead on Facebook?
Walk of the Dead on Facebook.
And you'll see all the upcoming events. Thank you guys for being here so much.
Thank you.
Gelsberg Live, 4 after 9. It's Gelsberg Live on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM. This is WGIL.